Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1006. Visible translated text is as follows. Loeb, Cohen, April 26th, page 116. 2 p.m., Kotkar, Washington, St. and Georgia Ave, page 116. Frank boarded this car at Glen Street, page 116. They sat together, page 116. 2:10 p.m., Frank left car at Capitol, page 116. Car blockaded, page 116. Frank went west on Hunter Street, page 116. Had on blue suit, wore derby hat, page 116. Automobile of H.J. Hinchey almost collided with car, page 116. Nothing unusual about Frank, page 116. No marks on, no nervousness, page 116. Loeb, Julian, April 26th, page 116. 1:50 to 2 p.m., saw Frank at Wolfsheimer's residence, page 116. Talking to Mrs. Michael and Jerome Michael, page 116. Cousin of Frank's wife, page 116. McMcCoy, M.E., April 26th, page 229. Acquainted with deceased, page 229. Saw her. 12 North Forsyth Street, about 12 o'clock, page 229. Time, how fixed, page 230. McCrary, Truman. C. April 26th, page 130. 12 o'clock M, paid off in Frank's office, page 130. Frank there at work, page 130. Did not tell Conley to relieve his bowels, page 130. Did not see Conley at factory, page 130. Took hay to factory, on, page 130. Clark Woodenware Co., page 131. Used door once to haul trash, page 131. Conley, Jim, page 130. Never watched or guarded door, page 130. Not at factory afternoon of 26th, page 130. Frank's office, page 130. Anyone can see in, page 130. Doors partly glass, page 130. Never knew doors to be locked, page 130. Saturdays, page 130. 3:30 to 5 p.m., often at factory, page 130. Never found front door locked, page 130.